This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. An Ethiopian Airlines flight from Addis Ababa, the capital of Ethiopia, to Nairobi, Kenya, has crashed. The Boeing 737 went down Sunday morning near the city of Bishoftu. Ethiopian Airlines posted on Twitter that Flight 302 took off at 8:38 a.m. from Bole International Airport and lost contact at 8:44 a.m. The Twitter statement said search and rescue operations are underway and there is no information about the 149 passengers and 8 crew members believed to be on board. Armed assailants attacked an Ebola treatment center in Congo Saturday, less than a week after it reopened following a previous attack. The attack in Butembo came in the early morning hours and left one police officer dead and several workers injured. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus visited the center several hours later and encouraged healthcare workers to continue their efforts fighting the deadly Ebola virus.
And on security, of course, securitization is not good and it cannot happen. We should rely on community ownership and mobilization. But at the same time, we have to keep our responders, you and all partners, safe from attacks by some armed groups.
Congo's health ministry has warned the attacks in Butembo and on another treatment center in Katwa last month can lead to a significant upsurge in new Ebola cases. Passengers and crew members on board a Turkish Airlines flight bound for New York's John F. Kennedy International Airport experienced extreme turbulence over the Atlantic Ocean Saturday. 30 people suffered bumps, bruises, cuts, and a broken leg before the flight landed safely. This is VOA News. Anti-government protesters clashed with security forces Saturday at a designated rally site in the Venezuelan capital of Caracas. Demonstrators venting frustration over a nationwide power outage and the effects of years of economic and political instability. As supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido gathered on Avenida Victoria, chanting USA, USA, they also yelled murderers at riot police.
Estamos cansados de no tener luz, estamos cansados de no tener alimento, estamos cansados de la represión.
Protester Carlos Fontel saying, we are tired of not having electricity. We are tired of not having food. We are tired of repression. We are tired of transportation, lack of. All calamities gathered together. Police later withdrew from the area. President Nicolas Maduro's Socialist Party called for a rival demonstration to protest what it maintains is the United States' imperialistic approach toward the oil-rich country. The U.S. has placed crippling oil sanctions against the government in efforts to cut off its sources of funding. An airplane crash in Colombia has killed all 12 people aboard the aircraft. The Laser Aero flight made a distress call before the crash Saturday morning, according to officials. The flight originated in San Jose del Guaviare and was headed for Villa Vicencio. Searchers have spotted the bodies of two climbers from Britain and Italy and Pakistan days after the pair disappeared while trying to scale one of the world's highest peaks. Tom Ballard and Danielle Narde were caught in bad weather about 2 weeks ago while attempting to climb Nanga Parbat, nicknamed Killer Mountain, using a route that has never been successfully completed. Karar Hydri is the Alpine Club of Pakistan's secretary.
Due to current the condition of that mountain, it is not possible to bring down the dead bodies of Mr. Tom and Daniel Nadi.
Ballard is the son of British climber Alison Hargreaves, the first woman to scale Mount Everest alone. Officials in Myanmar say an attack by militants in strife-torn Rakhine State has killed 9 police. The Saturday night attack took place in a village about 50 kilometers north of the Rakhine State capital, Sitwa. The police official told the French news agency AFP that in addition to the 9 slain police, another one was injured and one was missing. We have more international headlines for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.